It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of how. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Today I want to highlight something that comes out of this coming week's Torah portion, but it's also very relevant to each one of us understanding our Jewish mission, both individually and collectively. So to summarize, this week's Torah portion tells the story of the 12 spies that went into Israel. They were sent by Moses to explore the land, to understand its weaknesses and its strengths, to come back and to report. This was all as a preparation for the Jews entering the land of Israel. They go and they come back, and 10 of them give a very negative report. Essentially, not an untruth. They talk about the fortified cities. They talk about a land that is difficult to conquer. They talk about a place where there's very strong people, giants, they said, that they are the prevailing force. It's a very difficult place. And they'll conclude, therefore, I don't know if we can actually do this. I don't know if this plan can actually work. Panic breaks out. The Jews cry. God is angry, and he punishes them to remain in the desert for 40 years. And only then the next generation was able to fulfill the promise of going into the land of Israel. And the obvious question is, didn't they just fulfill their mission? Why were they termed wicked? Why were they violating God's word? They were just doing what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to observe and report. And here we go to the heart of Jewish existence. On the one hand, we know and we are taught that God operates the world through the system of nature. Teva, we call it in Hebrew. And we always have to do what is naturally necessary. If you want to earn money, you need to work. If you want to grow produce, you need to plant them. If an army wants to conquer a land, they need a military and a strategy. They need to understand and need to work through the systems of nature. On the other hand, we also know that the Jewish existence, we now know more than ever after a few thousand years, that the Jewish existence and the Jewish experience is miraculous, supernatural. We are not bound by nature. We are a people that exist supernaturally, miraculously. So how do the two things go together? How does it work? And the way it works is very simple. Everything is from God. There's a special connection that God has with the Jewish people and the Jewish homeland, which is essentially miraculous in nature. We know even since 1948, how many unbelievable miracles have happened in the land of Israel. Now, God wants us to go through nature for whatever reason. That's a separate philosophical discussion. God can override nature, but he wants us to use nature. He wants us to use the system that he created to elevate it, to go through it, to live within it. But to understand that we only do that if it doesn't contradict our essential mission. So let's break it down historically when the Jews sent spies. The Jews were promised the land of Israel. That's it. That was the mission. That was the goal. They were promised the land of Israel. Therefore, the starting point needed to be full faith and full trust in the mission. God will give us that land. The Jews will enter the land of Israel, having come out of Egypt, spent some time in the desert, short time, got the Torah at Mount Sinai. The next step is to go into the land, and it will happen. But God says, I want you to work through nature, so send spies. The purpose of the spies was not to advise if we can conquer, because that's a given. And if it needs a miracle will happen, just as they happen in modern times. If a miracle is needed, a miracle will happen. So they went against their mission, because instead of coming back and saying, listen, it's a tough land, let's figure out how to do this, we will do it, but let's just figure out what we need to do. They advised if we can do it. So rather than the how, they focused on the if, and that was a huge break from a fundamental Jewish principle. Now that is true in our own life as well. Our belief at the very core is that everything comes from God. Our sustenance, our health, everything. God wants us to move naturally. He wants us to go to a doctor, and the best doctor, He wants us to devise a strategy of business, a strategy of planting, a strategy for everything we do. But we have to also connect to the core of what we are, to connect to God in a deeper way, because ultimately we know if God doesn't want, you can have the best doctor, it won't help. If he doesn't want, you can do the biggest business plan, but you won't receive the parnasa, you won't believe sustenance, because everything ultimately comes from him just through the vehicle of nature. But of course, this applies, and it's something so important to understand now with the current experience in the land of Israel. This is a huge thing. There's already miracles that have happened. Israel has attacked Iran in the most miraculous way. Incredible, an incredible mission. It's the first time that such a thing has happened, to attack a country in this way. And it's huge. And yes, it has its weaknesses. Unfortunately, there's even tragedies that have happened from it. And of course, it has its weaknesses. It has its complications. It has its difficulties. That's for sure. And of course, we need a strong army. And we have one, thank God. And we need a strategy, which obviously is happening. But what we tend to do is we tend to be worried. We make ourselves sick with anxiety, with worry about what's going to happen. It's very simple what's going to happen. The starting point has to be the Jewish people will win. Israel will prevail as it has in the past. Sometimes there's a few bumps in the way, and of course we have to pray to God that that shouldn't happen. But he has a plan. And we know things that happen, it's not perfect, but things have happened that God wants them to happen for whatever reason, and we don't know why. But we do know that Am Yisrael Chai, we do know that we're here to stay. We do know that Israel is ours. We do know that even in this current mission, they will win and it will be okay. So yes, we need to strategize. And that means on two levels. Israel needs to fine-tune its army, of course, train them as they have been doing, and strategize in the best possible way from a military perspective. The rest of us have to go to the core of what we need to do, Jewishly and spiritually, connect to our Jewishness, continue to pray, learn more Torah. All of that is true. But at the same time, we cannot worry. We have to be filled with faith, because we need to remember what is our starting point. Our starting point is God is with us. We are in God's hands. The Jewish people are an eternal nation. Our homeland is eternally ours. And we're not going back, and we're not disappearing, because we are really and truly Am Yisrael Chai. We are God's nation, here to stay eternally. So those two things don't contradict each other. We do need to work through nature and even through spiritual means and strategies, but we also have to believe and hope and be filled with hope that it's going to be okay, because God will give us the victory that we need so strongly. I took a little bit longer this time, because I think this is so important. But let's just spend a few minutes just internalizing this. Just relaxing and focusing. And as you always do, but this time with more significance, focus on our breathing, breathing in and out. Breathing is neshima in Hebrew, neshama, the soul, an expression of the soul. Breathe in and connect to our neshama, the real us, the point of connection between us and God. The soul has many layers. But at its core, its deepest spark, the soul is always intact. It's called Yechida in Hebrew. The deepest level of the soul, always intact, always pure, always one with God. Our Yechida is where faith lives. Connection lives. The supernatural bond exists. Our connection is eternal. Our existence is eternal, miraculous and supernatural. Breathing in and out, tap into your faith. Tap into the bond, the eternal bond with us and God. We strategize because God wants us to, but we don't worry. We don't stress. We don't become anxious. It will be good. We are filled with emunah, faith and connection to God. Tap into your miraculous self. Tap into the miraculousness of Am Yisrael. Whenever you're feeling anxious, stop. Breathe in. Connect with your neshama. Connect with your soul. Connect with your eternity. Am Yisrael Chai. We are here to stay. The land is our land. And we will continue to connect to our Jewishness with pride, strength, and conviction. And God will do his part. Preserve, save, and make us victorious. Am Yisrael Chai. Have a great day.